Today's reading and meditation. The scripture portion is taken from the Gospel according to St. John chapter 5, verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Let us pray. Our Lord and God, we are going to meditate your word. Help to understand your will and mystery of your word. The words of my mouth and the thoughts of our heart may be acceptable for you. Amen. The Gospel according to St. John, written by beloved disciple of Jesus Christ. John refers to himself as disciple whom Jesus loved. The fourth Gospel is different from the first three. He has a philosophical approach to writing this Gospel and written for the believers from the Hellenistic background. The seven signs, seven I am sayings, seven witness are some of unique characteristics of fourth Gospel. We are going to discuss about one of the I am saying recorded in the Gospel, John chapter 15, is regarded as one of the most beautiful chapters in the whole Bible. It discusses marvelously the relationship between Jesus and his disciples, or Jesus and the believers. The relationship between Jesus and the disciple is compared to the vine and branches relationship. Why did Jesus choose a vine instead of any other plant or tree? It was probably because vine was a very familiar plant in the Palestinian context. Moreover, just like many of the New Testament metaphors and concepts, vine has also a background in the Hebrew Bible. In Psalms 8, verse 8, we read, "You have brought a vine from out of Egypt and have planted in Canaan." Prophet like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel deals with vine. But the aspects emphasized in these places is that though God wanted the vine, that is Israel, to bear sweet fruits, but it bore sour fruits. In John chapter 15, verse 1 says, Jesus, "I am the true vine." It can mean that Jesus is the true Israel. When Jesus says that he is the true Israel to bear good fruit and fulfill the purpose of God's election of Israel. In John 15, Jesus is not drawing our attention to the fruit of the vine, but to the relationship between the vine and branches. This is the uniqueness of this passage. The branches of the plant receives sap and thereby life every moment from the main stem of the plant. If the branch is cut off from the vine, it will get dried up and is useful only to put into the fire. Similarly, the course of the life of a disciple or a faithful or a believer in Jesus, if the relationship is lost, that person could not more be a disciple. Therefore, the disciple should always have a close, personal, clinging relationship with Christ. Jesus says, "Abide in me, and I will abide in you." Again, Jesus says, "Let my words abide in you, to live according to the words of Jesus." Let us dwell deep into us and transform our thoughts, feelings, and deeds. This is what is meant by the words of Jesus abiding in us. It is possible for anyone to achieve. Let us our self-centered thoughts and life be made Christ-centered. In John chapter 15, in John chapter 14, verse 15, we read, "If you love me, you will obey my commandments." It has been stated in chapter 15, verse 7, that if we abide in Jesus, his words will abide in us. If his words abide in us, we will love Jesus and follow his words. In other words, we abide in Jesus and Jesus abide in us. Jesus explained it more plainly in John chapter 15, verses 99 to 17. This portion makes it explicit that he abided in Jesus, he abided in his love. Just like Jesus loved us, we have to love him and love one another. Greater love has no man than this, that man lay down his life for his friends. Certainly, this is emotional and very practical. Jesus Christ has manifested his love on the cross by sacrificing his life. In our lives, we have to love others. We should have to mind of Christ to follow the love revealed on the cross of the Christ. We should be able to do others what we expect others to do for us. Abiding in Christ points to this sort of a life. In John chapter 15, verse 1, we read, "I am the real vine, and my Father is the vine dresser." The vine dresser or gardener prunes the vine. It is very difficult and painful process because a lot of branches are cut off. John chapter 15, verse 2 speaks of two kinds of prunings. "Every branch of mine that bears no fruits, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it does bear more fruit." I don't know how many of you know how a vine grows and is nurtured. It needs a dry weather for a vine to grow. During winter season, the vine sheds or away all its leaves. In most places, we have winter during November to February. Hence, in February, when there are no leaves, the vine dresser will examine the plant and see whether some of the branches have gone dry. He removes all such branches. By March, the winter gives way to spring. Plenty of new branches shoot. Leaves start growing, and flowers will begin blossoming from the junctions. Fruits also will emerge from the flowers that are there at this juncture. By the end of the March or early April, the gardener will make another pruning. It may seem like a murdering the plant. Most of the branches are cut away and leaves are also plucked off. Why is such a pruning made? This is done because the water and fertilizers that are coming into the plant through its roots to be supplied to the fruits in order that the fruits become sweet. Anyhow, the plant will have to go through a very painful process in order to produce good fruit. This points to the fact that in Christian life, our discipleship and suffering together because are becoming more shining and leads fruitful life. The vine and the branches is imagery, can also give us a picture that we are all part of the vine, which is Jesus Christ. We share life with Christ, with one another. Jesus Christ has said that apart from Him, we can do nothing. Thus, church should produce what the Heavenly Father expects of us to produce. May God Almighty enable us and bear good fruits. It is a life that will have show love and care one another in vicinity. Amen. Let us pray.